Ministry of Religious Affairs has resumed the Hajj operation following the announcement of a ceasefire between Pakistan and India, and the reopening of Pakistan's airspace, Express News reported. Last night, following Indian missile attacks on three Pakistan Air Force bases by India, which were intercepted by the country's air defense systems, Pakistan Airports Authority, PAA, had imposed an air emergency across the country and suspended all flight operations. However, following major de-escalation with India, Pakistan has reopened its airspace to all civilian and commercial flights. The ceasefire restores normal flight operations at airports nationwide, signaling a return to stability after a period of disruption. According to ministry sources, a Hajj flight is scheduled to depart later tonight, marking the formal resumption of operations that were temporarily suspended due to heightened tensions between Pakistan and India. Earlier in the day, three Hajj flights were cancelled amid the security situation, bringing the total number of suspended flights to 10 since the escalation began. The disruption affected 2,290 pilgrims who were unable to travel to Saudi Arabia on schedule. The suspended flights included 7 operated by Saudi Airlines and 3 by Pakistan International Airlines, PIA, the ministry said. In a statement, the Ministry of Religious Affairs confirmed that 1,100 of the affected pilgrims have already been sent to Saudi Arabia on special PIA flights, while arrangements are in place to transport the remaining 1,190 in the coming days. The airspace of Pakistan has been fully restored for all types of flights. Hajj operations will now continue as per the original schedule, the ministry said. The cancelled flights included 3 from Lahore, 2 from Islamabad, and 1 each from Karachi and Multan. A total of 1,277 pilgrims have been flown out via special flights, and the remaining 1,013 will be sent shortly, officials added. So far, 19,669 Pakistani pilgrims have successfully arrived in Saudi Arabia to perform Hajj. The ministry advised all pilgrims to stay in contact with their respective Hajj camps for flight updates and further assistance.